Call the meeting to order. Open with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Open the floor for public comment. Yes, John?
Have you ever got anything with the Jake break this year?
Yeah, I gotta put something together for it. My computer crashed and I lost the page, so I gotta go build a new one. But I'll get it up before next month. I'll get it up this month.
And one other thing is, on Elm Street, are we supposed to have white lines here that tells right hand turn only? There's a sign up there that says right only, but there's no dividing line or? I know they did it across the street, but not on Elm Street.
Well, I mean, technically, we don't have to put one there, but because the village streets don't have to be lined and none of them are, so.
It don't matter. I don't know if it's our responsibility or the state's responsibility.
No, it's our responsibility if we want to do it. So we'll take a look at it when we're doing the project next year, see what they decide. So. Anything else? All right. Approve the April annual meeting minutes.
Make a motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions, alterations, deletions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the April monthly board meeting. Yes.
Make a motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions, alterations, deletions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the March treasurer's report.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Any questions?
Do we have it?
Yeah, it should be here. I got it.
We have March.
Yeah, March and April.
We have two of them.
He's got April.
Got March and April.
Yeah.
There's two of them.
I only have March.
Oh, you only have March?
And he only has April.
I only have April.
Oh, well, yeah. Grab Charlie's stuff.
Okay. No, as long as we got it.
Oh, never mind.
That's fine.
We're good.
You got them?
I got April at least. That's probably the more important one. You want to look at where we're at today.
One's got March, one's got April.
Yeah, we're good.
So we need a March and April. We'll take Charlie's.
I have a March and an April right here. Just take whoever doesn't have what.
All right.
You're going to keep it.
Here. In case you need it. Just in case. So let's see. The village clerk went over. And the repairs at streets. But we got CHIPS money to cover that.
You still on the March one?
Yeah, I'm on the March one.
Okay.
So really, the only one that's over of any significance is really the justice and the street repairs, which is covered by the CHIPS. So we'll be good for that. And the water. We're on purification, but we're under on the other stuff, so we'll be fine there.
Right? Yeah.
All right, any questions on March? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the April treasurer's report.
I'll make a motion for
motion April. By Rich.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions on April? Looks like about the same thing. So we're pretty much in budget this year. That's good. Had a good year. Except for purification. She must be charging. What's all the purification charges?
Probably the tests.
Oh, it could be tests. That's true. We had all those. That's right. We had them tests here this year.
PFOA and all that crap.
Very expensive, yeah.
Well, we better boost that.
Hopefully, we're gonna get some of that money back when that lawsuit happens.
So, okay, well, we could cover that from other areas, so that's not a big deal. We got some, like $18,000 in transmission contractual too, so.
Contingency.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Any questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Correspondence, we have a thank you note from the family of Ronald H. LaBerge. Grateful to God for his life, for your friendship, your kindness and prayers. Thank you for the beautiful arrangement you sent over to the funeral parlor. Mom was overwhelmed by the outpouring of support from so many people. Should have been a doctor. All right. Old business, we still have school resource officer on the list here. I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, and I have something else to add to old business.
What's that?
Well, I got a little written report from Matthew today, code enforcement.
Oh, you did? Good.
Yeah, I'm going to sit with him next month just so we can do it the way we like it done, but, you know, like Kevin does his. But he did type me up something. But in that, he put that, you know, he has done lots of drive-arounds the village, hung a lot of door tags, spoke to a lot of people about different things in front of their yard. Most people just complied. He said that he wrote an appearance ticket for 3 Westbrook Drive regarding the property issues there that we've been carrying for a while. And he also sent it to the village attorney, which he's waiting on.
So what's the court date? Did they get a court date?
He's waiting on that. He didn't get anything yet from the, and no response from the attorney yet, but.
Well, he sent, if he wrote a ticket.
3 Westbrook Drive is not answering the door either, so.
Who's not answering the door?
3 Westbrook.
The person that lives at the home is not answering the door either, so.
Oh, Westbrook.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But when he issues a ticket, he's supposed to give her a court date.
I don't know. It says waiting on a court, wrote an appearance ticket for 3 Westbrook Drive on property maintenance violations, sent it to the village attorney, waiting for court date.
I don't see how he could write an appearance ticket without a court date on it. That's what the appearance is.
Okay, I'll text him while we're sitting here.
He's got to have a court date, which all he's got to do is.
Maybe he means he wrote a violation.
Maybe. He just got to ask Debbie what night they do court for his issues, and then, you know, whether it's the first Tuesday or the second Tuesday, and then he can just look on the calendar and see the date and put the date in. So.
Okay, so that's Matthew's update. He's been speaking to a lot of people around, mostly about stuff outside of people's houses. I just saw something else today that wasn't there a few days ago. Some couch on Chatham Street. I just drove by and saw that. I don't think it was there, so.
There's a pile in front of 19, isn't there? Yeah, 19.
Yeah, there's a pile.
Yeah, yeah. Where?
That's Keith Schaefer's place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I know that he had told me that a dumpster was going to be there for a while because that fell under some lead remediation thing. So he was, somebody was.
Oh, yeah. They're doing a lead job there.
Yeah, isn't that like a.
Well, the homeowner's doing it.
Okay, so that was all being redone. So I was assuming maybe it was just there because they had to remove a lot of stuff from the house, but looks like junk now.
And a lot of the tenant's belongings had to be moved out so that they could get in there, but there's some issues there. The contractor's not there anymore.
All right, well, we'll watch that, and if you, Matt, I'll tell Matt to keep an eye on it.
There was a pod there for a while.
Yeah, I saw that there, and a dumpster.
Right, the pod was for the tenant's belongings.
Right, so you think the stuff sitting there now is just junk?
I'm not sure.
I know, it's hard to say what somebody's junk.
It's been sitting there for like 3 weeks, 2 weeks at least.
I mean, if it's in a dumpster.
No, the couch and whatever bars and stuff are laying over the top of it.
I don't think I saw the couch. All right, well, I mean, what's been picking up is curbside pickup. That's been a nice added thing. I've had quite a few calls with that because I told Matt all about that when he first started.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's starting to become a thing. I might even put a reminder note about garbage and recycling and curbside pickup in the bills that are going out.
Mm.
If I can create a little small slip. I don't want extra postage.
Right. Okay.
But that was it for the old business, so I don't know if anything's going to happen, but he's working on it.
Yeah, no, he seems to be pretty diligent. All right, new business, Village Hall cleaning.
Okay, so the Village Hall cleaning, I received a message from our current cleaning person, and she is requesting a $100 raise a month. She currently gets $200 a month to come once a week. Sometimes I guess she comes a little more than that, depending if she misses the week before, and says that it's not really worth it, according to her accountant, to not do it for more money. So I told her I'd bring it to your attention and get back to her.
This is the new person?
No, it's the same person same that's person. Been doing it. She was only gone a couple months. She's a snowbird, kind of, and the sub did it.
So it's the first person, the regular person.
Yeah, it's our same person that does it. I really can't speak too much on it because the sub is my daughter, and she wouldn't mind having the spot back, so I'm going to stay out of the conversation.
Mm.
But I don't know what you'd like to do about that.
Has she, so she's formally, did she write something?
No, she texted me. And I told her I would present it. Because when she came back from vacation, she said that I texted her and said, are you back? Are you starting back on May 1st? And she said, yes. And then I came back on that Monday, and she texted me and said that on Sunday they had talked to their accountant, and she didn't do well with taxes, or something had to do with taxes. And that, you know, she, I can read what she wrote.
I would say that she should write up a presentation with a list of the things that she's going to do, how often she's going to do them, and how much she would like to be paid for those services, and then we'd have something we could act on if she wants us to act on something.
Well, as a person that's here all the time when cleaning gets done, I mean, it's already $50 a week. You're supposed to come once a week. It's not that hard of a job. You dust, you do a little vacuuming, blah, blah, blah. I mean, she said, and if she was coming five or six times, that's like $33 an hour.
But she's not an employee, so it's not really $33 an hour, because she has to provide her own insurance. She has to pay both halves of Social Security and Medicare on the payments that she makes, because she gets a 1099 on it, so there's no way she can get out. And that's like 14% of what she makes just goes to that.
I like your idea, just so she can justify it. Then we have justification why we're giving her the raise.
Yeah, I think...
As opposed to just arbitrarily saying $100.
Right, because it's a contract proposal. So
yes, yeah. And then we'll have something in writing, at least is what she's supposed to do for the money that we're paying her.
She just said that we had our taxes done on Friday. We learned that our after taxes, we are not making enough to justify my time. I am willing to continue the cleaning at $300 per month. If this is acceptable, I will begin on May 1st. I mean, I told her that I wasn't authorized to approve that.
Mm-hmm.
It was the day before May 1st.
Has she been coming?
No.
Okay.
Well, she only missed 1 week because, like I said, she asked last week and I told her we had to wait till the board meeting.
Tell her she needs to give us a list of the things that she does and how much, how often she does them and, you know, kind of an agreement type thing. I propose that I do this, 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 and this, this often, and for the sum of $300 per week, if that's what she wants.
Month.
Or month, if that's what she's asking for. But she needs to put something in writing, and then you and I can go over the list and make sure that she's got everything covered. And then we'll tell her we'll look at it again next month.
And in the meantime, are we doing the subs since she's not willing to do it for 200 at this point?
Well, we can.
I would say.
Yeah. I'll have to ask her. I'll have to ask her if she's willing to continue to clean until we come to this agreement, or right. Does she want me to use the sub?
Right.
We use the sub for a lot of things, so it's fine. All right, we will see what happens. So write it up, an agreement type of what you do and how often you do it for the $300.
Right, and then you and I will review the list to make sure that she covered everything she's supposed to be doing.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. We'll table that till next month.
All right.
Okay, the next one.
Street sweeping.
Street sweeping. You'll see in your packets that I put a street sweeping proposal from Wild Construction. They're a new company on Route 20 that provides street sweeping and catch basin cleaning. Pete wanted to give them a try this time around, because we had a lot of complaints about Canada the last couple times and had to ask them to come back out. And the price is $175 an hour is how they price it. And
but they're also charging $250 for per catch basin.
If we're not hiring them for any catch basins at this time.
Oh, okay.
Pete just asked for a price on both, just so we know.
I was gonna say, because East Greenbush the last 2 years have been doing it for free.
He just asked for a price on both, just so we would have it. Because I guess sometimes Canada used to do it for him,
yes,
too.
Yes, and yes.
Now, well, we're doing used it. Him recently, but, you know, I don't know that it's going to, depending on how many days it takes them, usually it takes 2.5 days, the other companies. So I did tell him that, you know, generally they can get it done in 2 days, 2 days plus. And
what did we do? You,
I don't know that it's
paid the other company per hour, like, for street sweeping.
I don't know, $5,000 or something.
Total.
It's hard to.
Okay.
Because I argued with them about a little of it. We didn't end up having to pay it. You know, they tried to bill us for some of the ones when I had to ask them to come back.
Yes.
When they missed a whole street. You know, they came.
Well, and they ran out of water. And
well,
they
weren't
kept,
coming here
and
to
And they
fill
kept going and left
water.
All the dirt on the road.
Right.
Yeah.
It was in
it
a
was
nice
kind
line,
of a,
but.
So we kind of want to give this other company a try, and that is why we got this proposal.
All right.
I don't have a problem.
I already have them scheduled tentatively for the week of right before the parade.
Okay. I'm good with it. You good with it?
Rich? I'm good with it.
Make the motion.
I'll make a motion that we hire Wild Construction to do street sweeping at a rate of $175 per hour.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions?
How many days does it usually take?
Two.
Sometimes the other company took 3, but it just depends. So there won't be any more than 3, because I already said that.
Well, 3 would be like $4,200. So.
Yeah. That's why I think it's going to be comparable, if not a little cheaper.
All right. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, you got your monthly reports in here. We got the certified payroll, so I guess some of the names in the police department are off still.
They are. Well, we called Dan when we were doing this. Okay, so who's wrong?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We're missing. Who's the female? Anna? Anna something? She's the animal control.
You have it?
Off the top of my head, but that number's wrong too. So they're all supposed to be the same, except for Dan's.
You got Lewis, you got Brooks.
All right, Bob, let's see what corrections we have to make. Which one you got, Guy?
You got an Anna in there, don't you? No, you don't have it in there.
It's not mine, you sent me this. I'm gonna go look at mine.
Yeah, go look at, because we changed this.
I changed Tom because you had him wrong, but.
We went through it for the police, for the insurance.
Lynn is the animal control, right?
Yeah. Marie Abram.
Most recent one had Marie Abram.
Me,
that's the
Marie
one you're
Abram,
missing.
Yeah.
And then mine had Jordan on it. We removed him.
Montrose is gone. Too.
Montrose is gone. Okay.
All right, so we're taking off Montrose on this one, adding Marie, right?
Yep.
I think that she's Abraham, right?
Yes, Marie Abraham. I think that's
A-B-R-A-H-A-M.
Yep. A-B-R.
So it's Bunny, Yosa,
all right,
Brooks,
so
Donnie, Dougherty, Martinez, Lewis. Is Matthew still here? Okay, take him off.
Nick.
I don't have him on here anyway.
Who?
Matthew?
No.
Montrose?
Oh, Montrose.
Yeah, you can remove him.
You just pressed
him. Colano, he's on
three,
here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And Menudo.
Six, 7. We only got 7?
Are we missing
eight?
Any?
Should have 8, right?
Oh,
well,
I, 8 crossed, I crossed Nick off. I shouldn't have.
Yeah, yeah, Nick's on there.
That's 8.
Yep.
So you got Bunny, Oisa, Brooks, Doherty, Martinez, Menudo, Colano,
oh,
and Abraham.
Okay, so no yes for Nick.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
That makes
Colano
it.
And Marie.
Yep.
Abram. Okay, and what was the price that you told me
should
needs
be,
to change?
Everything should be 1978.
So, okay, so that's a typo.
Yeah, it was just a typo.
Okay. All right. So with those
total
changes.
Of eight.
Okay. Make the
I'll
make
fix
motion
this up
as amend as correct.
And I'll, yeah, and I'll send you a new one.
Okay.
All right. Entertain a motion to approve the certified payroll as amended.
Make the motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Rich. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. All right, any board member have anything to bring up before the board? Any issues? Okay, open the floor for public comment. Yes?
Is it us or maybe state DOT? There's a huge pothole. Kind of like right by between the Legion and Cumbie's.
Yep. It's actually state DOT, but I think we should have Pete
at least fill it with something.
Yep. Have him do it. Have him fix it.
Okay.
That's what I said. Also want to remind everybody that we have a meeting coming up on, I think it's
the
27th.
It's the
29th, is
no,
it?
Yeah. It's
end
it's
of the year
the
meeting. I hope you guys can make it. 29th, yes.
Last Wednesday.
Yep.
Yeah, right after Memorial Day.
Yep.
And don't forget about the parade.
Don't forget about the parade. We're going to march this
year.
Yeah, we're going to march.
When is that? On Memorial Day.
On Memorial Day, lineup starts at 1:15.
1:15?
Yep, everybody's invited up to the Legion after for service ceremony.
Hopefully we pulled it together pretty well, we'll see.
Did we find a band?
No, we did not.
All right. Entertain a motion to pay bills number 352 through 378 in the amount of $13,962.95 in the general fund and $1,547 in the water fund and $4,539.78 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions on the bills? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Rich. We're adjourned.